आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। बीजेपी लेड एनडीए सिक्योर्स एब्सोल्यूट मेजॉरिटी इन लोकसभा इलेक्शंस बाय विनिंग 292 सीट्स। बीजेपी इमर्जेस एज सिंगल लार्जेस्ट पार्टी विद 240 सीट्स। Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes it a victory of faith in Indian constitution and mantra of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas. NDA constituents to meet today in New Delhi to chalk out future course of action. Global leaders extend congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP for securing third consecutive victory in Lok Sabha polls. National Testing Agency declares results of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Examination NEET UG. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on Ireland in New York this evening. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all the 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has won 240 seats. Telugu Desam has secured 16 seats and JDU 12. The INDIA bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats. Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. Prominent candidates who have won include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya from Guna, and BJP leader Om Birla, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from both Raibareli and Wayanad, Samajwadi Party leader Dimple Yadav from Mainpuri seat, and Shatrughan Sinha of TMC from Asansol. Prominent candidates who have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Khunti and Smriti Irani from Amethi, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah from Baramulla, and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anantnag seat. In Uttar Pradesh, results of all the 80 constituencies has been declared. Samajwadi Party has won 37, while the BJP has won 33 seats, Congress 6 and Rashtriya Lok Dal won 2 seats. Apna Dal, Sone Lal, ADAL and Azad Samaj Party, Kanshiram, ASPKR have won 1 seat each. No BSP candidate managed to win the election in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won from Varanasi, defeating Ajay Rai of the Congress by a margin of more than 1,50,000 votes. Rajnath Singh of BJP won his Lucknow seat by over 1,35,000 votes. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has been declared elected from Rai Bareilly seat, defeating BJP rival Dinesh Pratap Singh by a margin of over 3,90,000 votes. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party has won in Kannauj. Other prominent winners of BJP include Dr. Mahesh Sharma from Gautam Budh Nagar, Jitin Prasad from Pilibhit, Swami Sachidanand Hari Sakshi from Unnao, Arun Govil from Meerut, Hema Malini from Mathura, and Ravi Kishan from Gorakhpur. Smriti Irani of the BJP has lost to Kishori Lal of Congress in Amethi and Ajay Kumar of BJP to Utkarsh Verma Madhur of Samajwadi Party in Kheri. Maneka Gandhi of the BJP has also lost to Rambhuwal Nishad of Samajwadi Party in Sultanpur constituency. In Bihar, out of the 40 Lok Sabha constituencies, the BJP and the Janata Dal United have won 12 seats each. In Delhi, BJP have won on all 7 seats. Vasuri Swaraj won from New Delhi seat, beating Somnath Bharti of AAP. Praveen Khandelwal secured Chandni Chowk seat, defeating Congress leader Jay Prakash Agarwal. Ramveer Singh Bhidhuri won from South Delhi. Manoj Tiwari defeated Kanhaiya Kumar of the Congress by more than 1,38,000 votes. Harsh Malhotra has won East Delhi seat. Kamaljeet Sehrawat has won West Delhi seats. And Yogendra Chandolia won from North West Delhi seat. In Punjab, out of all 13 seats, Congress has won 7, Aam Aadmi Party 3, Shiromani Akali Dal 1, and Independent 2 seats. In Haryana, BJP and Congress have won 5 seats each. In the lone Lok Sabha seat in Chandigarh, Congress candidate Manish Tiwari has won against BJP candidate Sanjay Tandon. Out of the 5 seats in Jammu and Kashmir, BJP and the National Conference have won 2 seats each, while independent candidate has won 1 seat. National Conference candidate and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah was defeated by independent candidate Engineer Sheikh Rashid in Baramulla Lok Sabha seat. BJP candidate and Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh won Udhampur parliamentary seat. PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti was defeated by National Conference candidate Mia Altaf Ahmed in Anantnag Rachouri constituency. In lone parliamentary seat in Ladakh, independent candidate Haji Hanifa has been declared elected. In Himachal Pradesh, the BJP has won all 4 Lok Sabha seats. Winning candidates include Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur and actress Kangana Ranaut. In Uttarakhand, the BJP has bagged all the 5 Lok Sabha seats in Uttarakhand. In Rajasthan, results of all 25 Lok Sabha seats has been declared. BJP has won 14 seats and 8 seats have gone in favour of the Congress. CPIM, Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party and Bharat Adivasi Party have bagged 1 seat each. In Gujarat, the BJP has registered massive win by securing 25 seats out of the total 26. 1 seat has gone to the Congress. In Maharashtra, out of the 48 seats, the BJP has won 9 seats. Congress secured 13 seats. Shiv Sena Uddhav won 9. Shiv Sena SHS 7. NCP Pawar won 8 seats. NCP won just 1 seat and independent 1. BJP has a clean sweep in Madhya Pradesh. BJP has won all the 29 seats in the state. Congress has not been able to get even a single seat in the state. More from our correspondent.
On the victory in the state and across the country, Vijay Utsav was celebrated in the state BJP office in Bhopal. BJP has got the biggest victory in the Lok Sabha history in Indore. Shankar Lalwani has won by a record of 11,75,092 votes. Nota was at second place on the Indore seat. At the same time, former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has won from Vidisha by 8,21,000 votes. Central Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhia has won from Guna seat by more than 5,00,000 votes. Alok Sharma from Bhopal and party's State President V.D. Sharma from Khajuraho have also won by more than 5,00,000 votes. Congress heavyweight and candidate from Rajgarh seat, Digvijay Singh, and Congress candidate from Chindwara, Nakul Nath, also faced defeat. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party has emerged as the single largest party by winning 37 Lok Sabha seats. Congress, which fought in alliance with the SP and is part of the INDIA bloc, has won 6 seats in the state. The alliance has won 43 seats in the state. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi won with a margin of over 1.5 lakh votes against UP Congress Chief Ajay Rai in Varanasi. In a major setback to the BJP, many union ministers lost their seats, including Kaushal Kishore from Mohanlal Ganj, Mahendra Nath Pandey from Chandauli, Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti from Fatehpur, and Union Minister Smriti Irani from Amethi Lok Sabha seat. All 5 members of Mulayam Singh Yadav family who fought the elections managed to win their seats. Dimple Yadav defeated BJP's candidate Jaiveer Singh in Mainpuri, while Samajwadi Party's chief Akhilesh Yadav won Kannauj seat against BJP candidate Subrat Pathak. Surprisingly, in Faizabad, encompassing the Ayodhya Assembly seat, the Samajwadi Party's Avadhesh Prasad defeated BJP's candidate Lallu Singh. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Chhattisgarh, the BJP has won 10 seats, while 1 seat has gone to the Congress. In Odisha, BJP has made an impressive show as it has won 20 seats, while the Congress just managed to win a single seat. BJD failed to open its account. In Jharkhand, Lok Sabha elections were held for 14 seats. BJP has won 8 seats, AJSU Party 1, JMM 3 and Congress 2. The results of the vote counting for the 2 Lok Sabha seats in Meghalaya have been announced. The Voice of the People Party, VOTPP candidate Ricky Andrew J. Singh Kong, has won the Shillong seat, while Saleng Sangma of the Congress has secured the Tura seat. More from our correspondent.
Meghalaya Chief Electoral Officer Dr. BDR Tiwari has announced that VOTPP candidate Ricky Andrew J. Singkon won the Shillong parliamentary constituency by a significant margin of over 3 lakh votes, defeating his high-profile rivals sitting MP Vincent H. Pala from the Congress and ruling NPP candidate Emperin Lingdo. In the Tura parliamentary seats, Saling Sangma of the Congress defeated Agatha Sangma of the National People's Party, NPP. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashvani, Shillong.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Union Cabinet meeting is likely to be held in New Delhi today. As per the sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the meeting and Union Ministers will attend the meeting. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said it is certain that the NDA will form the government at the centre for the third consecutive term. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters, Mr. Modi said, "People have shown full faith in the BJP and NDA in this polls."
हम सभी ने पूरी ईमानदारी से काम किया 2019 में इसी प्रयास पर विश्वास व्यक्त करते हुए देश ने दोबारा प्रचंड जनादेश दिया इसके बाद एनडीए का दूसरा कार्यकाल विकास और विरासत की गारंटी बन गया 2024 में इसी गारंटी के साथ हम जन जन का आशीर्वाद लेने देश के कोने कोने में गए तीसरी बार जो आशीर्वाद एनडीए को मिला है मैं इसके सामने जनता जनार्दन के सामने विनय भाव से नतमस्तक हूँ
Mr. Modi added that it is a victory of faith in the Indian Constitution and the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas.
हम सभी जनता जनार्दन के बहुत आभारी हैं। देशवासियों ने भाजपा पर एनडीए पर पूर्ण विश्वास जताया है कि ये विजय दुनिया के सबसे बड़े लोकतंत्र की जीत है ये भारत के संविधान पर अटूट निष्ठा की जीत है ये विकसित भारत के प्रण की जीत है ये सबका साथ सबका विकास इस मंत्र की जीत है 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की जीत है
NDA is scheduled to meet in the capital today to chalk out future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Speaking to media, Lok Janshakti Party leader Chirag Paswan said that Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated him for his party's performance in the Lok Sabha elections and also mentioned about NDA meeting scheduled for today.
कलेक्टिवली रिस्पॉन्सिबल है कि पार्टी ने आज 100% स्ट्राइक रेट दिखाया है पांच सीटें हम लोग लड़े पांच की पांच जीते गृहमंत्री जी ने जहां पार्टी के प्रदर्शन पर हम लोगों को बधाई दी वहीं एनडीए की बैठक का भी जिक्र किया वो बैठक हम लोग जाएंगे उस बैठक में और तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में एनडीए सरकार बनाने जा रहा है इस प्रदर्शन का श्रेय मेरे प्रधानमंत्री जी को जाता है उनके नेतृत्व को जाता है एनडीए के हर एक घटक दल मेरे मुख्यमंत्री नीतीश कुमार जी ने जिस तरीके से हमारे गठबंधन को मजबूती दी जीतनराम मांझी जी ने दी उपेन्द्र कुशवाहा जी ने दी और जिस एकजुटता के साथ हम पांचों दल एक साथ मिलकर हम लोगों ने चुनाव लड़ा इसी का ही परिणाम है कि इतना बेहतरीन प्रदर्शन बिहार में हुआ
Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. Leaders from Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. The National Testing Agency has declared the results of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Examination NEET UG. The students who appeared the exam can check their results at exams.nta.ac.in/neet. In cricket, India will take on Ireland in their first group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Pramod. We'll write new chapter of big decisions in NDA's third term, says PM Modi, headlines the Statesman. BJP-led NDA alliance set for third term with 293 seats, INDIA alliance at 232, headlines the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP-led NDA secures absolute majority in Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. BJP emerges as single largest party with 240 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes it a victory of faith in Indian constitution and mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. NDA constituents to meet today in New Delhi to chalk out future course of action. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on Ireland in New York this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.